Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday was a nice win. Not a bad start to the season. 4-4 after a really tough road trip. But the fact that the team was able to come up with those late runs yesterday, get after the Marlins. We've seen some good things already this year. Yeah, I think people are still trying to figure this team out. But we've seen some encouraging things here through the first week plus.
A lot of spark. This team has a lot of spark, a lot of life, something that we didn't see last season. And, you know, Nolan is not hitting the way Nolan wants to hit. Nolan is not hitting the way we want him to hit. Goldie, you know, he shows flashes. So imagine, let's just hope, you know, let's imagine when these two guys start hitting and then they follow with Contreras, they follow what Mason Wynn is doing to start the season and all the little factors that are coming into play. I mean, how about Ivan Herrera, man? I mean, this kid has been waiting and waiting and waiting. He gets his first real chance to show something, and look at what he's doing with the bat, with the glove, with the arm, with his attitude. I mean, he is doing a fantastic job. That's why, you know, like I said before, we all expect something way better than last season, because this team, I think, is ready. It's eager to show the world, especially San Luis and the world, that the Cardinals, what happened last season was an accident. This is going to be a different season. We have Victor Scott. Yeah, he's struggling with the bat, but he's making great defensive plays. He's running fast. He's creating havoc whenever he gets on base. So I like it, man. I like what I see so far. Again, imagine when Goldie gets very consistent and when Nolan starts hitting. Actually, yesterday we saw some of it, but hopefully he hits the ball out of the park and he gets going like the Nolan that we know.
That home run from Herrera, that thing was a rocket. What was it, 107 off the bat, over 400 feet? I mean, that was a big-time home run yesterday from Herrera.
That kid has been working hard for years, not last season, not two seasons ago, three, four seasons ago. And I remember on my first spring training that I got to visit Jupiter, and it was 2019. That was my first spring training. And I was in the backfield, you know, where all the magic happens, and Yadi pulled me aside. And I said, Yadi, tell me about this guy. What do you see? He pointed at Ivan. Again, this is 2019 at Ivan. Back then he was, what, 20? He said, this guy, Polo, this guy is the future, this guy. If you think I'm good, this guy's going to be better, especially with the bat. And that's what we, you know, that's what we've seen. That's what we're looking at right now. Hopefully he gets there. And I mentioned that to Ivan this spring training. We had a cool interview, Benjamin Molina and I, with Ivan, and say, hey, Yadi said that. What do you think about that? And he just, you know, he looked down. He's like, look, Yadi's my hero. There's a reason why when I was in Panama, I decided to be a catcher. There's a reason why when I was in Panama, I liked the Cardinals because of Yadier Molina. So to hear that he told you that 4 years ago, it makes me feel great, but also it's a lot of responsibility to keep on working. And I just love that tandem, Ivan and Wilson. You get to keep your catchers fresh. You get to keep them both in the lineup if you wish. One is at DH, and I like it. I like it a lot, and I am very happy for Ivan and for everybody. Hopefully he continues. Hopefully the kind of, I don't know, freshman year perhaps, even though he's had a few tastes of the big leagues in the last couple of years, hopefully this season, where he's going to be here for the whole season, he gets to do something special.